Chapter 3, The Address Intelligence Pipeline. When teams first describe their address flow, they often simplify it into three steps. Receive an address, call a geocoder, store the coordinates. That description is understandable, but it hides the real production system. A serious address intelligence pipeline does much more. It transforms messy human input into a location that can be used by routing, operations, support, finance, and customer-facing products, and it produces enough metadata to explain the decision later. A useful way to understand this is as a 10-stage pipeline. The first stage is raw address input. Addresses can enter the system through an API, a checkout form, a CSV upload, a CRM, an order management system, a marketplace, or a delivery platform. The input may be structured, semi-structured, or completely free text. In many real systems, the address is not one clean object. It is a mixture of customer input, merchant data, delivery instructions, notes from support, and historical corrections. The second stage is sanitization. Before the system can reason about the address, it has to clean the string. This means normalizing white space and casing, removing control characters, handling punctuation, identifying obvious noise, and separating content that probably belongs to delivery instructions rather than the address itself. Sanitization does not solve address quality, but without it, every downstream stage receives unnecessary noise. The third stage is component extraction. This is where the system tries to identify the pieces of the address: street, number, locality, sublocality, postal code, region, country, apartment, unit, entrance, landmark, and delivery notes. This step is harder than it sounds because address formats differ by country, and customers rarely follow official formats. The same token may mean different things depending on country, language, or position in the string. The fourth stage is normalization. Normalization turns extracted components into a cleaner representation. Street names may be corrected. Road types may be standardized. Locality names may be matched against known data. Postal codes may be checked against administrative areas. Apartment information may be separated from the street line. The output is not just prettier text. It is an address representation that a geocoder, a scoring system, and a cache can reason about more consistently. The fifth stage is candidate generation. At this point, the system creates possible location candidates. These can come from external geocoders, open data sources, internal cache, private address history, or customer-specific corrections. A good pipeline does not assume that the first candidate is the answer. It treats candidate generation as the beginning of comparison. The sixth stage is geocoder orchestration. This is where provider strategy matters. Which provider should be called for this country? Should open data be checked first? Should a paid provider be skipped if the cache already has a high-quality result? Should provider B be called even if provider A succeeded but only returned a postal code centroid? How long should the system wait before timing out? How should provider-specific response formats be mapped into one internal schema? The seventh stage is scoring and validation. Once candidates exist, the system needs to decide which one, if any, is trustworthy. This requires combining signals: provider confidence, accuracy level, normalized address match, spatial relevance, distance from expected area, country-specific rules, cache history, and disagreement between candidates. Scoring is not only about ranking candidates. It is also about deciding when no candidate is good enough. The eighth stage is cache and private address database. If an address has already been resolved for a customer, the system should not always pay an external provider again. A cache can improve speed and cost. A private address database can go further by storing customer-specific address intelligence over time. But this has to be done carefully, respecting provider terms and keeping tenant data isolated. The ninth stage is delivery readiness. This is where address intelligence becomes operational. The system should be able to say whether the address is ready to dispatch, needs confirmation, should trigger a correction workflow, or requires manual review. A routing engine does not want to interpret 10 provider-specific fields. Operations wants an action. The 10th stage is trace and response. The final response should include not only the selected location, but also enough context to understand it. Normalized address, accuracy level, quality signals, provider attempts, cache status, request ID, and reason codes where available. This turns address resolution from a black box into something support, operations, finance, and engineering can investigate. These 10 stages can be grouped into three larger jobs. The first job is reducing how much the geocoder has to guess. That happens through sanitization, extraction, and normalization. The second job is generating and evaluating candidates. That happens through provider orchestration, open data, fallback logic, and scoring. The third job is making the result operationally usable. That happens through caching, private history, readiness decisions, and traces. Many internal builds focus on the middle, calling one or more providers. That is understandable because it feels like the core technical challenge. But in practice, the upstream and downstream stages often create more value. Upstream normalization improves every provider call. Downstream traces make failures debuggable. Cache and private history improve economics over time. Readiness decisions prevent weak coordinates from silently reaching dispatch. The pipeline matters because skipped stages do not disappear. They show up later as support tickets, failed deliveries, provider bills, manual spreadsheets, and special cases in routing logic. Address intelligence is the discipline of making those stages explicit. Key takeaways. First, a production address system is not a three-step flow. It is a multi-stage decision pipeline. Second, normalization upstream and traceability downstream are just as important as the geocoder call itself. Third, the most mature systems do not only return coordinates, they return decisions that the rest of the operation can trust.